Very privileged to have once again Christopher Clary, the leading tennis journalist of the New York Times. It's been great to have both him and Ben Rothenberg as part of the show, Jared. There aren't any two better on the planet than Chris and Ben, but Christopher Clary is with us again, Jared.
Welcome to you, Chris. I've got to say you were given an introduction by Jim Courier as the number one journalist in the sport, and you've been there for a number of decades. So we do feel privileged to have you on board again. How have you rated the last couple of days? There's been some incredible tennis.
You know, tennis-wise, it's been great. For sleep, it's not been great, but you know what? Who cares?
Indeed.
It's been fantastic.
It has been. I mean, I must admit I failed the endurance test last night. I thought FAA was going to win and win quite comfortably. I missed the comeback, but my God, what a game of tennis that was.
Yeah, you know, that's Medvedev's just got this reservoir of confidence and this slap-happy game where he can take big risks, and they're paying off for him at this stage. And you know, Felix, the young Canadian, just hasn't quite done it yet. He's been very close to making that breakthrough victory. And I'm not saying that he blinked last night. I think more it was a case of Medvedev coming through when he needed it. But that match really turned, and you could feel once he got through that that match point, he was kind of clearer sailing for him. And what an emotional evening. And then that thing at the end with him saying he was inspired by Djokovic and the crowd booing and all that. It was just, you know, summed up 2022 at the Australian Open.
Yeah, indeed it did. And look, he may have the final say. Jim Courier deferred to your experience and your intellect in the game. I asked him who he thought was going to be the top three players in order in 3 years' time, given that we're coming to the end of the Rafa Novak and Roger Rain. We'll exclude them. You've got Tsitsipas at 23, Medvedev 25, FAA at 21, Sinner 20, Berrettini at 25, Alcaraz 18, Zverev, Ruud, and Kyrgios. Can you pick your three and put them in order for us?
Jim Courier is a pretty smart guy. Yeah. If he deferred, there probably was a good reason for it. But I would say, honestly, you know, it's a crapshoot because of the injuries in the game and because of you don't know who's going to be able to handle fame and fortune and all those sorts of things, but it's in terms of the game and what they can bring and what the just sort of the raw ability that you're seeing and what they're, you know, and just what I've seen so far. I'm going to put Tsitsipas up there. I'm going to put Medvedev up there, and I'm going to put Alcaraz up there.
Yeah, we haven't seen enough of Alcaraz to, at least I haven't, to make a judgment.
Well, I think he became the youngest ever person to reach a men's US quarter.
He must be a hell of a player if you've got him ahead of Felix, because the tennis I saw Felix play last night, I think it's the best tennis I've seen at the Open this year.
Yeah, Felix is a fantastic player, and he's coming on strong, and I think he's really improved a lot. You can see from last season to this, sort of some areas of his game, the pressure serving, sort of the transition game to the net. Yeah, he's a very he's a beautiful player, flows around the court. I thought he's a bit mechanical at times, and he hasn't handled the biggest pressure matches that well yet. Mm-hmm. I think he's 0-4 in his finals. Okay. But you're right. I mean, he's got all the tools. Alcaraz just has this sort of electricity to him. He's a bit smaller. He may have trouble holding up physically, but he's got dynamite in his racket. He can play all court tennis. He's flashy. He's going to get people excited around the world, I think. And it's a bit of a reach on my part, but I've just from what I've seen, he has that the intangibles, I think, to be a champion.
Chris, Jared and I have both gone public that we're on the gondola. We're on the Berrettini bandwagon. We think he can beat Rafa. Do you? I mean, how's his big hitting game going to come up against the top spin of one of the greats?
Well, you know, you could say Rafa looked pretty beat after that match against Shapovalov, and he was. I mean, I think it took a lot out of him. He's coming back from long break and COVID and all the rest. You know, but Berrettini hasn't exactly had a stroll through the gardens of Melbourne either. He's been 2-5 setters, late night matches, taking a lot out of him as well. I think that's really a 50-50 match for me. But I agree. I think anybody left can win. Medvedev playing his very best, I think, would be a solid favorite. He hasn't played his very best. It's been intermittent. I think you got to give Tsitsipas a shot the way you played against Sinner. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Berrettini is a guy who's come on. But he has that backhand side weakness, which is exploitable. And, you know, the best players in the game now, they don't really have a place where you can go. It's a safe space. And against Berrettini, there is that safe space. And you got to figure maybe the very best players in the world are going to find that safe space. Mm.
Shapovalov had plenty to say during the match and after the match.
Yeah.
Did he have a point?
You know, that's a great question. I've been thinking about it a lot. Basically, you know, I think, you know, Shapo went too far. I think the corruption comment to Bernardes to kind of lump everybody in that category, especially that early in the match, it was like he was stewing before he got on the court, and he was ready to pop. But I do think they, you know, he had a point in terms of how the match was being managed, because when he said that and then he got upset the first time at the end of the first set, I mean, time had been called, 40 seconds had ticked by, Nadal was still in his chair. You know, Rafa's got a point. Sweaty match, tough conditions, maybe they should give him a little bit extra time after the set, but that's not what was called. So Dennis is out there ready to serve, and the rule is you play to the reasonable pace of the server. And in that situation, I don't think it was reasonable pace being respected. But to go as far as he did, say there's rampant favoritism and all the rest, considering all the stuff that's happened over the years with Nadal and all the good he's brought to the game. And and he's, you know, he's not breaking rules, and he's more or less pushing the edge of the rules in terms of the time, and a lot of things have been tightened up. So, you know, I think, Dennis, there's definitely some basis for his complaints, but I think he went too far.
Chris Clary joining us, the number one tennis journalist on the planet. He's here in Melbourne again. And, Jared, didn't Chris tell us last week that he has a bit of a
standing routine post the Tennis Australian Open?
Is it Donovan's?
He heads down to Donovan's. Right. And Chris, last time we spoke, we didn't quite get into the nuts of it, but we did promise you we'd try and help you out. Have you got a special table, a favourite table down there at Donovan's?
You know, I got to tell you, I'm just hoping I'm going to be able to walk and breathe by the, the way this matches are setting up late night here. But yeah, Monday night, if you can get me a table, you know, with a view, I'd love it.
Okay.
Bring it on.
There's a corner spot there. How many are you talking about here?
Well, my usual party is 24, 25 people, but I'm going to just go for two this time, I think, probably.
Okay, for two. Well, we've got a bloke who may be able to help you. He's the number one manager down there. Nick from Donovan's joins us on the line.
You've got the boss.
I've got the boss. Welcome to you, Nick.
G'day, Jared, and g'day, Chris. How are you? How are you, fellas?
This is great. I'm loving this.
We're going particularly well. Now, we've got this young bloke who comes out to Australia a bit, and part of his routine is he celebrates the end of the Australian Open on Monday, which is probably going to have to be Tuesday because the final's on Monday night and you're not open on Monday. But nevertheless, can you sort him out with your number one table there in the corner with a view over the bay?
Jared, Chris, looking forward to having you join us. Watch the sunset in hand down at Donovan's in St Kilda, and we'll have a beauty Australian Open Bomb Alaska for you as well en route.
You got the special Tennis Australia Bomb Alaska, Chris, on us.
All right, guys. I can't ask for more than that. I'm just hoping I'm going to be able to walk by then, and I'll make it there. I'll get the taxi and do it.
Great stuff. Appreciate your time. Enjoyed following you over the years.
Thanks,
Chris.
And
thanks very much for coming on a couple of times. And good luck to you, Nick. Look after the young bloke.
Will do. Thanks heaps, guys.
That's great.
Go the chicken pie as well. I think that's the house special as well, Chris. You can't go wrong.
I'm not sure he's going to recognize me, guys, if you call me young, though, but I'll do my best to do an impression.
I think the accent might give you away.
Good on you, Chris. Looking forward to reading all your stuff in the New York Times.
All right,
they're great.
Thanks very much.
Chris Clary joining us right here on Sports Day.